At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 70 of Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And the old man, Dave.
This is Malia. 70. I cannot follow you. This is terrible. Steve.
If you do, bring some Depends and a shovel. I'm Steve. Welcome to
or
the show.
Or just a bag.
Enjoy the show, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said.
You could get a job like at the street fair where they're following the horses with the wheelbarrow and a shovel.
Grandpa shitting in the front yard again, front yard again, front yard again.
I'm cheating. Well, my name.
You remember when a fart was just
right
a
now
fart.
It's fertilized.
Except it's not even.
I put green lawn out of business.
Out of business.
So how you guys doing this week? Welcome back. Another hard-ass week.
It's like we never left.
I know.
Right?
Oh, by the way, show notes are linked in the description. Carry on.
Are they?
I guess.
And you can follow us on all the socials. And even if you don't like them, go ahead and look anyways. Throw us some
check out
nasty
Facebook,
email.
Tiki Tag. Instagram.
I'm only on Facebook.
YouTube.
I got
the Tiki Tack, but that's, you know, you get what you get on there unless you go searching, which I don't.
You can even look us up on the old
Tiki Tack for 3 months.
And that's funny because he's the guy that turned me on to it.
Well, I know. He's the one that said we all need to get on Tiki Tack.
I didn't have to do it no more. So
you can find us on the old Twitter X model now. And now you can find us.
And
on
by Google. Us, he means him. Because
I'm the only one that seems to do the posting.
Do we have a MySpace page?
No.
Could be.
You know that still exists.
Because I still got one of them, but I don't remember the password.
So does AOL, but we don't use that anymore
either.
Hold on.
Malia is younger than us. Do you know what MySpace is?
I do, but I do not have anything but Facebook. So okay. That's it, Facebook.
She's young enough that she had a my page.
I'm not one for technology, so
I hate to
younger,
say this.
But I got to ask the young ones how to use it all.
I had to unfollow you, Malia.
I'm sure you did because I posted.
Because you put way too much shit on.
Now you know how to shut Bill or Steve
the
up.
The thing is, though, now I get notifications. Yeah. Everybody likes your post or something in Three Vet Truckers, and I'm like, okay, I'll see what she's doing. And then it was the breakfast, and I'm like,
what is she doing? She's eating again. What is she doing? Drinking coffee again?
Everywhere she eats, she's posting what she's eating.
By the way, speaking of breakfast,
food,
I got called out.
Stocks. That's what
I got called out at breakfast today, Steve.
Wasn't the waitress she always piss off?
Well, I did piss off the waitress again, but no, it was our producer, my Saturday wife, threw me under the bus at breakfast today. We're sitting there minding my own little business, being a smart ass like always to everybody else.
Breakfast,
and he goes,
Bill, was he minding his own business?
That's a stretch.
Say it, sister. Come on. Tell us all about it.
So he's sitting there and goes, you plan on flying away with them wings, so much hair coming off your ears? And I'm like, what? He says, are you getting a haircut today? And I said, well, no, I actually wasn't planning on it, but apparently I need to go get a haircut today. So.
Just a little aside.
I got
Mike's a fine one to talk about that because he's got that hairy.
Yeah, he's still got
that.
He'll let his go Elvis style for a while, then he'll get it cut too, you know.
So
that way it sounds like air going through a forest every time he walks.
So I left there. I went and run out to work and took some stuff. And I go, well, you know, I still got time. I can run out there to my barber. And then I thought, well, your granddaughter's.
Breaks, Grandpa. You have a barber?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. White Swan.
You just don't go home and go zzz, 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 and be done?
No, sir. No. I go to the barber and I give him 20
he
bucks.
He pays the exact same amount as the rest of us do for a haircut.
Yeah, so I got all six of them cut. I even asked him.
Life isn't fair. I never promised you fair. It ain't fair.
No. Barbers should have separate prices for fellas that are following the challenge.
He does.
Pay by weight.
By weight. I'd have to pay him a lot then. Come on. I give him $20 and he goes, that's way less than that. And I go, that's all right. He lets me put our shit. I got our shit on the wall out there. So we're three fat. Yeah, I got three fat truckers shit on the wall there. So he's doing us a fine job. So
I usually wait till I get back to the hotel room.
Before you do it, that's it. You leave them suckers in the
hotel.
There's
nothing like home field advantages, there, Bill.
I know. I'm telling you.
But get your shirt off.
I like to be in control of my environment. Oh, yeah. Butthole naked. You know it.
It's a daggone right.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I heard this story. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't understand.
You do that at home, too. Like, is that how your wife finds you in the bathroom? Leah,
don't act like you don't do it, too.
She's in there with me.
Women do it also.
Shit, shower, and shave, buddy.
She's in there with you. Oh, my.
What order do you do it in, though?
Well, it all depends.
The shower last usually. No, well,
normally it is shit, shower, and shave, but sometimes it's shit, shower. Well, shit, shower, shit,
shave,
shower,
repeat.
Shave.
Look how red he got instantly when he said that.
Because don't you hate that though?
Repeat.
You get into the shower
you feel
and
clean.
You got to get back in the shower. You gotta redo it because when you ain't
as a comedian, you say that you ever take a shit so good you need to take
crack.
A shower.
I thought that's why they made those dude wipes.
No,
yeah, somebody was just talking about them this week. Who did
that's
I hear?
Why they made a bidet.
Our buddy Craig has one of them. His wife broke both his shoulders a year ago, and he had to go get it because she couldn't reach around to wipe. So he bought it it's called. Yeah. And now he loves it. He says, I'll never go back to buying toilet paper again. So he won't be on
that. The one at the pilot of the loves leaving the water bottle on the floor.
The only thing about the bidet is that is normally just cold water. Let's put it this way.
Are you serious?
Bill prefers heated, warm.
Well, I guess how would it get warm?
You've got to have good aim because if you get off by a couple of inches there with that cold water,
you're washing your backside.
Do I need to finish this?
Yeah. They're shrinky?
He likes the word tepid.
Tepid.
He wants the water tepid.
Tepid water.
You got to test it first.
As you move around,
I wouldn't want cold water either. I mean, it just seems like counterproductive. I'd get
if it's warm water, you're not done peeing.
It'll chap your lip.
Slam your asshole shut, and you can't get nothing clean that way.
It just seems counterproductive.
It does counterproductive.
Over and over again.
So he gets off the toilet. His wife goes, "What happened?" He goes, "It was cold water on the bidet."
What? My cousin always used to say this. He said, and let me know if you agree with this. There's nothing, like a clean break.
A clean break?
Yeah, but okay, I'm highly
dubious.
How did
we get in the poop here? How'd this happen?
I don't know. Shitty Malia. Subject.
Everything
think,
is either a
I
good
Malia's
shit or a good
guys.
Lay one.
At least you ain't walking around dragging your ass on the carpet like the dogs do.
Well, not anymore.
Well,
we don't have any carpet anymore. So,
linoleum,
racing stripes on
the hardwood floor.
Call you Mr. Clean or what?
You ever tried doing that on a hardwood floor when the nails are starting to
get
come
a splinter?
Up?
Mm.
You don't set them. Why don't you set them?
Set them. Yeah, he set on them.
No, you set them.
I didn't need you to tell me that, honey.
Yeah. Those cells, nail
she
cutter.
Used to do floors. She was in the floor business.
And I did everything else.
Just take the head of your thing and knock them in there, Bill.
And
there
I heard
go.
All the wood jokes, too.
Yeah. What wasn't that one movie where the girl says, he looks at her and she's smoking hot. And I think it was Real Genius or something, where she goes, can you hammer a 3-inch spike into a 2x4 at the head of your penis? He's like, cool. Girl says, girls got to have standards.
You have fun, hon. Yeah. I'm going to go this way. Find you a man that can do that.
Sounds
you
like
you know a man that could do that. Probably the kind of guy that'd be afraid of gluten.
One of them low liberal guys you're talking about.
Get me started on these crazy things.
Well, I mean, nothing makes sense to me anymore. You got a guy.
No, it doesn't mean.
So you're saying
you got a guy that could? You got a guy that could do you from across the room, but he's scared to drive over a fucking bridge.
But that's why we have peanut allergies.
What the fuck are you talking about? Do you?
We got peanut allergies because guys can't eat bread. They're offended by eating bread.
They're hung down to their down to the bottom of their kneecap. That's what.
Is that really what you meant?
No, Bill.
What? Oh, I didn't make myself clear?
When these girls got a tape measure and they're going, yes, no, no.
Whatever. What the fuck ever.
Who you plan on pleasing with that? Me?
I didn't. Yeah. Well, I was going to please you, but now you can just watch me do it to myself.
Folks, this one's went off the rails.
Well, that's right.
Last week you had nothing to talk about, so we thought we'd kick it up a bunch.
We clicked it up a notch.
Gluten. There we go. We know what to name this episode.
Episode one, redo. It's like you guys
and cut. Let's take two. Everybody take your shirt off.
It's a poopy gluten-free penis. There we go.
You're on the big dick train now.
God. Why don't we get into some news, Malia?
Yeah, on that.
Yeah, let's send this all over the
move
world.
Swiftly on.
Put your glasses on, Ray.
I didn't even hide my laugh on this one. I usually try to hide it, hold it back.
Oh, why? You're gonna have a coronary doing that.
Blood vessels will be popping in your forehead, you know.
That's where the crow's feet come from.
And we're back now, guys. Hope nobody heard that commercial break we were just in.
I don't know who got. Yeah. Steve's got a bunch of little children.
I was
going to
say that was so inappropriate for what we're talking about.
A bunch of children.
Why would you have kids saying yay to penises and poop?
That's a kindergarten class yaying all our big dick jokes. What the? God, you guys are sick.
Thank you.
Hi, Malia. How are you?
You've been listening to Hollywood too much with us.
Hey, if can't eat bread, you sure in hell shouldn't be having kids.
That's not the direction I thought he was going to go with that. I'm not sure where he was going, but he didn't go there.
I was being nice. I didn't go there.
Hung up the one time and then come back.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we do have a little news here from CDL Life. Can you believe it's CDL Life?
No way. Wow. I wonder how they found that.
Maybe they even get a hold of us now.
And do you know that you can put a little ticker thing on their page that will give you their bigger stories, you know?
And what's their website?
I have it on here.
Their website is stealournews.com.
I have it on here. It's called sharemynews.com.
Well, hey, I got a question for you, Dave. This is usually off-air work, but where are we at on getting on the Steve Summers show?
Actually haven't received an email from them, but I'm still working on it, and it's probably just going to take me calling in.
Hammer him with a couple more emails off and on.
Well, I think I'm just going to do a call in because I notice here lately, if I leave kind of early in the morning,
calling in and finding people we know.
I know. I did. Well, Road Dog, I've already been on several times now.
We're gonna have to take him out to dinner at Matt's and her and
Kelsey. That's what I thought. We'd take him out to dinner when we get down there.
Yeah.
I think our days of going to bed at 9 o'clock are almost over.
we've moved on from the early bed. The show quits at 4. Show. Why does it take us till 9 o'clock?
You guys need to get an hour nap, and then we'll go do dinner. We're out at 10:03, boys. 10:03.
We ain't even stayed for the concert yet.
Now we don't do none of that nighttime shit. We are back.
It's whether we're drinking at the show or not's the problem.
Well, that is true. We did start early a couple times. So.
Well, I'm not going
to. By the way,
Malia,
this is going to be new to you this year, so you'll get to see all the fun stuff.
You're going to have a blast. Well,
Urban Malia.
Fun.
She's got
to
have a hotel room to herself, though. It's gonna.
Oh, I'm getting my own. Are you kidding me? You guys share? I'm not sharing with you guys.
Well, I'll go ahead and I probably ought to get online and get that so we're all together. So.
I thought you already did.
No, I haven't done it yet. So
no, I don't.
I'm working on them ticky-tack things.
You want to get them to share? You're going to share?
No. I'll get you. We already got two. I'll get another one.
So you did get the four or the how many? Four of us. You just haven't got.
I mean, we can throw her on the floor like the dog, put a dog bed down there and say, "There you go." But
that's what we did to Talisa. So
I like my hot showers at random hours and.
Well, hot showers at random hours.
God sakes.
Okay, I'm going there.
Hold on a minute. I got to write that one down because that is the title for this episode right there.
It's going to be Malia After Dark. Look
what I almost did.
I know you're putting your second set of glasses on.
It's getting late, folks.
Okay, let's get into the news here. Right. We're off the rails big time.
Oh, what rails?
Hot showers at random hours. There it is.
That's right. I do. Okay, once in a while, a cold beer. It's just so good in a hot shower.
Once in a while, hell, we'll be drinking all day.
See? All right, let me try this here. CVSA releases commercial vehicle blitz schedule for 2025. This is published September 19th, 2024 by Ashley, no last name, from CDO Life.
Boy, we're on top of it here, too. Well, this will be a late week after, but yeah.
The Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance has released dates for 2025's biggest commercial vehicle enforcement efforts, including International Road Check and Brake Safety Week. What is IE? Is that supposed to be is the...
Yeah, is it's at
the CVSA recently wrapped up the agency's last major commercial vehicle enforcement effort of 2024 with the Brake Safety Week. Officials have already turned their attention towards next week's inspection and enforcement initiatives. And that's it.
Scroll. Yeah.
See below for dates on major North America commercial vehicle enforcement efforts happening in 2025. Here's the blitz schedule, International Road Check. So it looks like May 13th through the 15th. So you have your International Road Check is scheduled for May 13th through the 15th of 2025.
In U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
That's just like in the Walmart.
Yeah.
So then you'll have your International Road Check is the largest targeted enforcement program on commercial motor vehicles in the world, with nearly 15 trucks and motor coaches inspected on average every minute across North America during a 72-hour period. You'll have an Operation Safe Driver Week. This Operation Safe Driver Week is scheduled for July 13th through the 19th of 2025. In the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. And during this Operation Safe Driver Week, law enforcement personnel will be on the lookout for commercial motor vehicles, drivers, and passenger vehicle drivers engaging in risky driving. Identified unsafe drivers will be pulled over and issued a citation or a warning.
Hmm.
Yeah, you guys will have a brake safety campaign. CVSA's Operation Air Brake program will hold two annual brake safety campaigns in 2025. Those are in August. The 24th through the 30th in U.S., Mexico, and Canada. There will be an unannounced one-day brake safety enforcement initiative, which may be held at any time. During both the announced and unannounced brake safety enforcement campaigns, commercial motor vehicle inspectors conduct brake system inspections on large trucks and buses throughout North America to identify brake system violations.
And that's just a normal day in Ohio.
Let's take a quick break, then we'll come back to your question.
All righty.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
So anyway, what's your question?
It says CVSA is doing inspections in North America and it's going to be doing it U.S., Mexico, and Canada. I didn't know they had regulations in Canada and Mexico. I thought that was just...
Oh, them just third world countries where you just do whatever you want.
You just go down
drive down the whole...
Push your
naked
laws right down to them. Yeah.
I just take it as down the border, like coming in.
Well, I think what it means. It does mean that. Yeah.
Yeah. It just means on the border. Like,
unless they get with this, we're way ahead of the game because normally we're about a week late and we announce it after it's already happened. Heck, we're a whole year ahead of it this time. So some of us are paying attention.
So, yeah, this is actually useful information.
Even a squirrel, even a blind squirrel finding that once in a while, Dave.
Right, twice a day.
Yeah. Oh, confused to say. Yeah, make a note of this, folks, and be aware. I mean, we're a big old moving target every day that we're out there anyway.
I'll say, everything she read, that's just a normal day in Ohio.
Yeah, it is. So,
well, and what used to get me, everybody, oh, they closed all the scales down in Ohio. They don't have them no more. I'm like, yeah, because they're in the friggin' rest areas.
Yeah.
That's right, Malia? Anyway.
Mm-hmm. They get them speeders in Ohio, too.
In Ohio, do you ever pull a rest area in Ohio?
I don't like Ohio.
She got a ticket coming home from the West Virginia show.
Oh.
Don't be on air.
Were you driving or
where? Because I don't really care for them very much.
Did you pay the ticket already?
I did.
So let's talk a little smack.
They don't even give you very long to pay it. It's maybe 10 days. Yeah.
Well, they don't want you fighting it and winning. mean, <what? laughs>
So it goes 70, 55, 70, 55. And I was in an area like that where.
What road? She was over there on 35.
I don't know.
35.
Ohio roads.
Highway 35. Coming out of
the cup. Was it a male cop?
Oh, well, of course it was.
Were you driving?
Yeah.
How did you get a ticket? Come on. Excuse me. What do you need?
Well, because I'm not very pleasant.
She tells it as it is. She don't pull her punches, so.
Well,
what do you mean?
Well, because it's...
Bill shows a little tit every time he gets pulled over, even if it's a guy.
I'd have smacked his ass and called him names if it would have got me out of the ticket.
Well, to me, it's just kind of annoying. It's like you got two cops. So in Ohio, they're like together in pairs. They got someone pulled over, and then the second one tries to pull someone over.
Yeah,
and they do. I had just took over the driver's seat, and I wasn't driving my truck. So I have all these excuses, right? Like I'm like trying to get used to get going. And anyway, I was looking at the construction signs that said reduce speed to 55. So I was like, okay, so it's got to be at least more than 55 if you have to reduce to 55. Oh, no, I was in a 55 area. And I got pulled over. And so he came up to the car, and I was just like, he's like, do you know why you got pulled over? I said, well, yeah, I'm not in Texas. Like, you know, it's like.
When they ask you that, you never say yes. You always say, no, why?
I will.
Never admit fault, ever.
It doesn't matter.
Just don't say shit.
Well, and I sat there and didn't say.
What'd you say you were earlier, Bill?
No habla inglés. No habla inglés.
I don't believe in your constitutional rights. I'm a citizen.
I'm a sovereign citizen.
I'm a sovereign citizen. I don't believe your laws.
Sovereign citizen. Mm-hmm. I was curious because I kept seeing them videos all the time about that. And they will tear these people up, bust their windows out, drag their ass out of the car, rip their weave off their head.
And still write them the ticket.
And
I just took my ticket.
I wasn't sure what it was. So I started looking it up, and it explains to you what it is, and then it's not recognized, and this and that. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to find a page on Tiki Tac or YouTube that has nothing but these videos to watch these people get fucked up by the cops.
That they do. That they do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I'd like to know where it all started and where, because it, I mean, it never works out for anybody.
It's a lawyer, I'm sure.
Yeah, some shade tree lawyer. Yeah. It's got everybody, one of them sick bastards that just likes to wind them up and watch them crash and burn.
Oh, Malia, and about your ticket, you see this? You know what this is?
It's
the world's smallest violin.
Yeah, these guys rode me to death because I got a ticket for driving on a no truck route with trucks in Tennessee.
I just hate it.
He was too long
and too tall.
You know what my posts are on Facebook? This, you and you're whining about my posts on Facebook. That's what that is.
See, if you'd have got on Facebook and seen her whining, you'd have known she got a ticket.
Did I post it?
No, did you never did.
I was going to say, I don't think I posted
Well, I was still
that.
Following you.
I missed it.
I try to leave some things, you know, secret. It's like,
well, trust me, since we all drive, you can forget the tickets out there. By the way, Mike just sent me a message today. Remember when we went to the Iowa 80 truck show? Had a wonderful time out there, their 60th anniversary. And he goes, you know what they charged us to go across the bridge there in Chicago because I was pulling his trailer? $21.
Well, the bridge in Louisville, I got
it. Yeah, they got me for $7.
Yeah. A year and a half later, I got it.
It took them a year. It was right. I think it was like right before the next year's show, I got the
Yeah, I'm going to get me some of that sticker stuff put on it that makes it invisible to the camera.
You guys just reminded me. I got to pay something. Porter went to Texas, I just got something in the mail.
Yeah, Mike says the ticket says you got 30 days to pay it. If you don't pay it in 30 days, it goes up $50 a day until you pay it.
Mm. Wow.
I better read mine.
Whoa. Lord, Chicago is not messing around. That was right there at the 280 to when we went out to Iowa. So I'm like, I'm glad it was your. I said, Mike, you want me to pay that? You know, that was my golf cart, but I just used your trailer. No, I already paid it.
So. Kind of like mail in the gas can.
Yeah.
That'll never get old.
No. And it just pops
Let me get
up
that knife out of the middle of my back again. You know, here. Hold on.
You know, Bill, I think I'm going to get some stickers made, a picture of a gas can, and it says a
U.S. Postal.
With like a stamp.
$60.
$60.
Yeah.
We got to get a stamp made. With a picture of a gas can.
By the way, I am getting some stickers made. We'll have some stickers for the show this year.
Ah, cool.
So,
well, hey, did you ever wander?
Yeah.
Wander?
I wondered why we're still on here
doing it for 2 years now.
Did you ever wonder how long trucking companies train their drivers? And who is the easiest to get hired with no experience?
A week.
Ooh, look, Bill, there's your old company.
The top eight I have here far as getting hired with no experience because they train you. Number one is PAM Transport.
You know that's right next to us now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one of them is.
Well, not they're in Oklahoma, but yeah.
Yeah.
They got a terminal. Number two, Trans Am Trucking.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, U.S. Express.
Whoop, whoop.
Mm-hmm. Number four.
That's Bill's old one.
KLLM Transport. Number five, Covenant Transport. Number six, Stevens Transport. And number seven, I thought would have been way up higher, Swift Transportation. And number eight, Schneider.
Now, before you go any farther, hold on.
Okay.
How many of these have you seen on a popular website called Bonehead Truckers? Eight of them.
Okay. How long does it take to become a truck driver? The entire commercial driver training process at Prime's another one.
Yeah.
Takes approximately 3 to 4 months. Wow. After Prime's orientation, you will spend 2 to 4 weeks with a CDL instructor for one-on-one training during the CDL instruction phase.
That's after the four?
Yep. Which is pretty long because there's a couple of them that are 2 weeks. I mean, they're quick, it seems like. CDL training programs can be as short as 3 weeks and as long as 6 weeks. depending on the type of commercial job you're training for, whether your program is part-time or full-time, and other factors. In addition,
I got a question for that. Why does it matter part-time or full-time?
We're shouldn't they teach you how to drive? Questions until the end of the session.
Yeah, hold your questions.
Shouldn't you be able to learn how to drive if you're part-time or full-time?
Hands down, students. Hands down.
We'll spitball it at the end. In addition, the length of your truck driving schooling can be extended by skills, testing, and other requirements. Complete guide to a career in trucking. Company training. What should I expect during my company training phase? Managing to get your CDL is just the first part of your driver's training, as your CDL schooling will have taught you the barest of essentials. New CDL drivers will almost have to go through some type of company training period with an experienced trainer to help prepare them for solo careers. You will normally be living in the trainer's truck for 3 to 6 weeks or so, as you learn not only the company's way of doing things, but how to handle real-world driving. Mm-hmm. And then there's some questions here. It was on some forums that I picked up. What is the company training phase like? At Rail training Rail. For a new driver with the CDL, which says... It says, trainer picked me up this morning at Marshfield Terminal. After hunting down an empty reefer, we headed off to pick up about an hour away. Trainer drove to the pickup since we were behind schedule. So they were riding in a jump seat. They didn't do nothing. Another form, Schneider Bulk. Leaving for training today. Training lasts about 25 days, 10 to 11 days in the terminal doing paperwork, classroom training, range training, and so on. Then another 10 to 11 with a trainer doing OTR, no team driving. Another forum says, first week out with my Swift mentor. They call them mentors. Picked up late on Monday afternoon from the Ocala, Florida terminal. My mentor had just come off home time in Orlando and picked up a load on the way to me.
I bet he did.
Another forum. Sleeping situation while training. The trucks have bunk beds, but I read nobody's allowed to sleep in the top bunk when the truck is in motion. Then I read one person sleeps while the other drives. Another one, training time is over and it's time to test. Before I get assigned my own truck, I had to go back to the operating center and take a series of tests so the company knows I am knowledgeable enough and safe enough to go out solo in my own truck. Another one, it's official. My truck driver training is over after months of research, 1 month of CDL truck driving school, and 4 months of company training. I'm now going on to the open road as a solo company driver. This one says, my first 2 weeks of training, in order to become a qualified driver with my company, I must have at least 300 logged hours. For those who know DOT logbooks, that's the line, three-time actual driving. Company estimates that it will take an average person 6 to 8 weeks to attain these hours. So what are your thoughts on how long a driver should be trained before they are let loose on their own?
So
what do you think?
Of the three of us, am I the only one that went through a program similar to this?
Okay. I've never went through
grandfather.
I was grandfathered, but I couldn't get a job without going through the training. I had my CDL and everything, but I was too young, and just the only way to do it, and this was at, what was my, Canon Express, if you remember that company back in the early 90s.
I remember them.
And I had to go, and yeah, you had a, it was a double bunk truck.
I couldn't drive in the early 90s.
It,
I know, right?
How old were you?
I was born in 80, so I guess I would have been driving in, what, 96?
Teens.
Oh gosh!
At 90, you'd have been 10.
God, I was married a year later.
Well, I see one thing that we definitely need to get into. We need to put together a three fat trucker driving school.
Well, okay. So the way this worked,
I'll go.
The way this worked is, yeah, I did have to. Okay, you have a double bunk truck, and they're right. You cannot sleep on the top bunk when it's going down the road. It does not have it doesn't have the same apparatus for strapping you in that nobody uses. The net and all that.
The net.
The
I seen that the other day.
Restraining device. So yeah, when one's driving, the other one's sleeping, and the only time both bunks are used is when the truck is sitting still, which a lot of times we would get a hotel room. But that went on for a month. And in that time, we went to his house for a weekend off twice.
Ooh.
And I didn't get to go
home. You sleep in his bed?
Yeah.
Now
they were at the 202 packing fudge.
I was still...
It's at your anus, Dave.
Oh.
I do have a memory, though, of his wife. And I was still thin and good-looking in those days. And he kept leaving to go some, and I wish he'd have stopped doing it, but he kept leaving to go somewhere and leaving me there with his wife. And
he was
all
getting his weed, man.
She just kept rubbing up. So I stayed with that company for 5 months and then moved on to the next company.
Well, you just got through the training and you were done.
The next company I went to had a rule that you had to be 6 months with a company before you could go out on your own. So
now,
I had to go.
When you were with them for 5 months and you quit or switched, did you have a certain length of time that you had to work for them to not pay nothing back or anything?
Oh, I didn't. It wasn't a paid training. I didn't go through school or anything.
That's how Swift and Snyder do it. You guys.
I already had my CDL.
JB,
I already had
all
that.
Of them.
Yeah. No, I didn't start from that far from scratch.
You work for... your training and CDL through them, and then you have to work for them for a certain amount
of
months.
Yeah, that's slightly different.
So they can recoup their money back out of you.
I had the same training Steve had, as my dad smacking back of the head. Push the clutch in. Now you're not doing it right. You know, back when we had chauffeur's license, there wasn't no CDL then.
I am first generation of everything I've ever done in my life. And so, and then of course it was born and died with me. Unless my daughter goes and does something really cool. Doesn't look like any of my sons are going to. But,
there's... Eat wheat.
Huh?
That's because he won't eat wheat.
Yeah.
Gluten, Dave, not wheat.
It's fine if you take the gluten out. Then it's just wheat.
We had this catering job a long time ago, and the lady goes, I got to have at least one gluten-free dish, whatever you do. And I said, okay, so we created up this
glass of water right away.
We created up this nice vegetable dish and threw it in the smoker and smoked it, dropped it off. She comes out and goes, oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Would you like a Bud Light like I'm drinking? Yeah, there ain't a bit of gluten in that Budweiser, is there?
People are so fucking stupid. Come on, man. Come off of that bullshit.
And there's no gluten in this, Dave.
Yeah, I can tell. There ain't much gluten in you either.
What?
You're a staple of the product.
I'm trying to pickle it from the inside out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hold it. You...
Yeah, so I had to go with another trainer at the second company after spending an entire month with the first one and then surviving an entire winter of 94 on my own.
Didn't you get a trainer when you went to the union too, when you did Holland?
Yeah.
That a trainer job too?
Yeah, that was something they did with everybody though.
Okay.
Yeah. They
That was for the union to cover their ass in case there's a problem.
Yeah, and those union jobs are fine when you're starting out as a young guy, but when you've already been at
old
it
and for, established.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have 20 more years to put into a job to get enough seniority to get it moved into a job that I can spend the next 20 years on. So, you know,
I gotta say, the job I have now. The job I have now, the training program was great. I worked there 3 weeks, and then they called me up to office and said, I think you need to fill out an application.
Yeah, I had the same thing. Bill, did you ever fill out an application? Well, I don't know. I'm sure if you just keep looking, you might find it.
And,
yeah, I mean, I did not want to fill one of them out, but...
For some reason, I don't know why this popped in my head, but the one show, remember, now, the one show we did, we were talking about, no, I'm not pickled yet. The one show we were talking about using the bucket and the sleeper.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that several times.
Yes, but we forgot about the one where somebody was on camera.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I have
not it's the all rear-facing camera was not. Was
Malia, they put cameras in our truck. And then after they did, they one faced the driver, one faced the road.
I think I,
right.
I think my he boss got a saw call. Me naked.
Can you put from something from the camera viewers?
Bill, can you put a piece of tape on the camera? Why are you driving with no seatbelt on? What are you talking about? I'm driving with a seatbelt. Just put a piece of tape on the camera, Bill.
You know, because he's back to that, if you got to use the bucket, you got to take all your clothes off.
Well, because I was wearing those suspenders in those days. And you got to straddle that sucker, so you can't have your pants down going, around your ankles.
Well, so that's how you get out of being
safe. What are you talking about, camera?
Yeah.
Well, I told Mike, I said, Mike, if I ever think for one second you are watching us on those cameras, you will see me going down the road. If I think for one second, I will go down the road stroking it right in front of that damn camera.
There will not be a towel on the seat, but don't stick to the leather.
Me likey my privacy, okay? And yes. I will make you pay for it. So,
Trucker, I like the way you handle your rig air.
Yeah. Yeah, you go on ahead there, Chucklehead.
Talk to Teddy Bear.
All right, well, it's been 40 minutes, and we've...
No way.
Sure has. 41 no minutes, way. 39 seconds. Yeah, true talk, dude.
Did we even do a commercial break?
But hold on real quick here, though. How long do you think is long enough for a green driver that just got a CDL? How long do you think a driver should train with?
It is absolutely impossible to standardize. Yeah. I think you can put a minimum on it, but every driver is going to be different.
Sure. I think a month of training is more than enough if they've never driven.
Well, because, are they legal or illegal?
The corner. There's a technicality on there. Do you speak English or not? Because they lift that CDL
on the corner of Cicero and 50th all day long.
Are we talking about Ohio still? Because I could go to Springfield.
But
she's gonna be treading water as we go to Paulding.
I see. As far as people when they cut them loose, the problems that they have one. Is turning too sharp, not turning wide enough, realize they got a trailer trailing behind them where they run over a stop sign, run over a car, clip stuff. Second is backing into a dock or a parking space, being able to back up something that long.
I like it when they take a 53-foot trailer and do a U-turn on a two-lane highway. That is the most entertaining thing I've ever seen.
How many trucks do you see where they have the fairings on them and they're crunched because they've jackknifed them too hard to turn them?
All the time.
And they'll give somebody that just got out of school a brand new truck.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just rip the fairings off of them. Mm-hmm. And,
those are the ones we buy all the time.
But there's common things that happen, though, as far as turning too sharp, can't back in, making corners, running over cars.
I just feel like changing lanes
and clipping people coming over too soon.
I feel like you could keep somebody in a supervised situation where you're watching them and you're having them watch you and that, and it could go on for years in theory. And then the week that you let them out, the exact same thing will happen. Mm-hmm. Just because.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Some people are just gonna. No matter how much training they get.
A lot of them, when they're cut loose, they're nervous. You're by yourself first time, and you get really nervous. You get nervous and then they
send you down 75 or 65 or 95 and 40 or deliver
downtown
80. Chicago,
downtown Detroit, or go to L.A.
Go down one of those dirt ramps so bad.
You mean runaway ramps?
Or runaway?
Yeah, dirt ramp.
They're actually loose stone.
It's
actually pretty violent.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Hang on.
Your panties would be up in your ears.
You'll be like, I don't know why I wanted to do that. All right, kids, we got to get out of here. Hit us up, guys. You know where to find us. You've been here before, by God. We're not new in town.
This ain't your first rodeo.
Now, by God, we'll be back in a week. Until then, I've been Bill.
And your buddy Dave still on the old socials, throwing the message out there to everybody. Tell me if you like him.
Shut up.
Oh, and this is Malia following Dave.
And check out Dave on the Ticky Tack. This is Steve. Have a great week. Dave, thanks for stopping by.
Good Ticky Tacks. See you, folks.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.